A Russian rocket carrying an unmanned cargo ship blasted off this morning, but it suffered a serious failure and pieces came crashing back to Earth. This was the first attempt to launch a spacecraft to the International Space Station since NASA retired its space shuttles last month. The U.S. now depends on Russian rockets like this one to carry up both cargo and astronauts, so today's accident was an unwelcome surprise. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
At first, the launch seemed to be going fine. The rocket blasted off from Kazakhstan into a cloudless sky. But around 5 minutes into the flight, there was a problem. The head of Russia's Mission Control Center later radioed up to the commander of the space station and said that flight controllers had lost contact with the cargo ship.
This is it for the moment. We'll try and figure it out. What has happened, what the cause was.
News reports from Russia described an explosion and pieces falling to the ground in Siberia. NASA quickly held a press conference with Mike Seffredini, the program manager for the space station.
It's a challenging process right after an anomaly because everybody wants answers, and really what you need is time to collect the data and sort it out.
He said the cargo ship had been loaded with nearly 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. But NASA's final shuttle mission last month stocked up the outpost, so there's no danger of running out of anything critical.
We can go several months without a resupply vehicle if that becomes necessary.
He said this rocket is very similar to the one Russia uses to carry up people, so the investigation could delay a launch scheduled for next month to take up 2 cosmonauts and an American astronaut. The 3-station crew members they were supposed to replace may stay on orbit longer, or they may come home using a Russian spacecraft already parked at the station, and the outpost would get by with half its normal crew.
Operating at a 3-crew size is something that we're familiar with and able to do, although it would have implications on our ability to perform research.
The incident highlights how, with the shuttles gone, NASA is dependent on Russia for spaceflight. John Logsdon is a space policy expert with George Washington University.
I think critics of the dependence on Russia will seize on this as an example of what might happen. But accidents do happen in the space business. They happen to everybody.
He says for over a decade, Russia has had a long record of successful flights to the station.
But there have been a couple of recent Russian failures that are a little troubling.
He says these raise questions about the state of quality control in the Russian space industry. For example, just last week, a problem with a different rocket put a major communications satellite in the wrong orbit. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.